from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Prime Minister Douglas of St. Kitts says it's time to move quickly towards talks on power sharing with Nevis. Puerto Ricans face a series of legal battles over their referendum choices and a preview look at that Windies team due to tour South Africa. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
It is important because I think the people of Nevis have clearly indicated that they would wish to have re-examined the relationship between St. Kitts and Nevis. I believe, therefore, that yes, speed is of utmost importance.
The Prime Minister of St. Kitts Nevis, Denzel Douglas, vows to press on quickly with discussions on power sharing with Nevis. His cabinet meets tomorrow, Friday, to discuss a timetable for post-referendum talks. Monday's vote on Nevis gave a mere 5% shortfall on the figure which could have allowed Nevis to break away from St. Kitts. That 62% vote kept Nevis from becoming the smallest nation in the hemisphere, but it also pointed the way to talks on improved power sharing between the two islands of the Federation. In the run-up to the referendum, many Nevisions said they felt neglected by the larger partner in the Federation. Earlier today, I asked Prime Minister Douglas whether the size of Monday's yes vote could give more bargaining power to Nevis as it seeks a better ranking in the Twin Island grouping.